We want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage, and today we have a special guest, Brother Frank, and he's going to lead our opening prayer.
Lord, we worship you today in the beauty of your holiness. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you in advance that you're opening up the windows of heaven and rivers of your living water are flowing forth to your church, the body of Christ, and the glory of God is going to be revealed. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, reveal to us the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah!
Our wonderful Lord, our wonderful Father, oh, to Jesus, you lived that spotless life. You made it where we can be victorious, where we can live in your victory as long as we live. You said you'd never leave us. You'd never forsake us. You'd send forth the Comforter. Father would send me forth in your name. And he would reprove this world of sin, lift up righteousness, and bring things to pass that we do not know. You'll give us things to accomplish the mission we're on. We give you praise and glory and honor for all tribute to the Spirit of God. We thank you for all you've done for us this day. Father, we pray for your glory to fall this day. Comfort us in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good afternoon out there, everyone. We're living in a very difficult times. See, the modernists do not believe. The skeptics say he's going to be a long ways off. But the Bible says, he says, when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. The budding, the fig tree is there. And that took place in 1948 when Israel became a state is when this generation actually started. So it's been a long generation. And he's coming soon. He says, when you see these things, it says, this generation shall not pass away till these things be fulfilled. That fulfillment is about to begin. And there's going to be a dispensation that's going to take place when the nations will come against Israel. And they'll be compassed around in that time. A world of Armageddon. We believe these things are coming to pass because Israel is having a lot of troubles with oppression from the enemies. And we know this enemy is the devil himself. And we know he's going to bring troubles in this last hour. And how he's going to come to the church, Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to assure that no one makes it through the tribulation. But we have good cheer because God said, my people, I'm going to come to get you. I'm going to take you away. So let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house and in any mansion, if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again, perceive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. God's preparing us for a heavenly home. And we need to be ready. We need to be looking for that day. We need to be expecting. Our robe must be clean. Our heart must be pure. We must have the right motives. We must have the right power. We must have, it's just not word and deed, but it's power. It's love of God. We must worship the Lord in spirit and truth this last hour. For I, the Lord thy God, have spoken to this day, my people. For I say my coming is soon. My coming is on the horizon. But I say many people of my people which have known me by my name, I say they went back and they've lost their first love. Many have lost that first dedication they gave to me years ago. Tonight I say in my word, I wish that thou was neither hot nor cold, because thou art lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Is that the picture I see in my beloved in the world this day? For I see my beloved as a child of no strength. And I said, I wish my churches would grow to manhood. I wish my churches would take on my spirit, that they'd be strong in the Lord and the power of my... And I say, my church is very weak. My church is very anemic. My church has no power, no strength, no vitality. I say, they cannot pray for the dead and they'll rise. They cannot pray even for the sick. They cannot pray for anything, even for the headaches. They had to take everything. They had to see a physician. But I am the great physician. And I've offered this last day that I would pour my spirit upon all flesh, all power. But I say my church is asleep. My word says, and knowing the time, now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is
By salvation near believe, the night is far set, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of light. I say, my people, thou shalt arise. Arise, for I'm coming soon. My church is not ready. My church is playing. They're playing church. And I say, my church is not a plaything. My church is my people. My people, my churches are big business. My people, my churches have great honorariums they have to confer with all the time. They have responsibilities. And the responsibilities are things that they've created within themselves. They have great taxings of where their money goes, all the things it's spending. But I have a people that's going to be led by my Spirit. That's the Spirit of God. For I say, my coming is soon. I say, my people can get so busy in the terminology of where they're at that they've forgotten out the purpose. Their purpose is to follow my Spirit, to hear my voice, to hear me daily, to understand that I am the Lord thy God that chooses. I am the one that calleth. I am the one that brings forth a word. I am the word that ends life. I am the word that makes life. My people must realize that all things revolve and consist in my hands. For my hand is not short that I cannot reach out and touch. My ear is not closed. The hairs of the cries of my people. My word declares, if you will call on me, I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. My people are not aware of my Spirit no longer. They go to other places. They go for great seminars of higher learning. But I say, they're never able to come in to what I've called them for. They're ever learning. They're never able to come into my ministry. They're learning. They're learning all the time, but they're learning it deceiving them. I say that deception is so great, many have an understanding of me, but they don't know me. My sheep needs to know me, says the Spirit of God. I'll come and see them. I am the Gamashita. I am the glory. I'm the power. I'm the strength. I'm the healer. I'm the one that made all, says the Spirit of God. I am the one that calls all things. And I'm here to help my people. I'm here to bring resurrection light to them. I'm here to give them a new faith, a new start, a new imparting of my glory upon them, that they will no longer have to walk in doubt, walk in fear, walk in unbelief. For I say, and my word says, at that day they will be the fearful, the unbelieving, to not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I say there's going to be many that's fearful at the day. I say of my churches, many of my people will be very fearful if they do not make it that time when I call through heaven. For I say my eyes are on my church, and my church is not ready. My church is looking for this world. Does not my words declare, look not the things of this world. Love not the world, neither the things of the world. Anybody that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I say my word is in part by my Spirit. They go hand in hand. They do not contradict. They complement one another. I wish for my people to understand that my word shall not go forth void. It'll accomplish my will. But I say, I loveth thee, my church. I loveth thee, my people. I love thee. I wish for thee that I'll be in good health, that I'll be in good strength, that thou would no longer be wanting, find thyself wanting, that hath no strength, hath no power. For I'm here to grant you my love. I'm grant you with my power, with my anointing, that I'd give you an insight from heaven, that I can speak to you daily. I can walk with you, talk with you. I would influence you in a day when you need my help, says the Spirit of God, for I'm available. But I say my church is not looking for me. They're looking the ways to get rid of my Spirit within their meetings and their fellowships, because they know if my Spirit's in leadership, they're going to have to give up some of the things that they hold so dear to. Some of those traditions of sins that so easily beset us. Those things that take your heart down the pathway to hell. If I have my way in my people, I say these things will be brought out, and they will get rid of those things in you, and you'll no longer have the problem of sin. You'll no longer have the problem of having misguidance, of misdirections, things of not being able to cope with life itself. My church needs to be alive. My church needs to be awake. My church needs to realize that my coming is very soon. I say this nation thou livest in will not be long. Things are going to happen. It's going to be a time very shortly when the dollar will not be able to buy what's buying today. It's going to be a day when failures, hearts will fail because there are going to be great traumas going to come upon this land. There'll be heartaches. There'll be sorrows. There'll be sadness. But I am the one that can bring forth a victory right now that you can be ready to leave this place before these things come to pass. My people need to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. I'm at the door. Be looking, for I'm coming soon. Be aware, for I have my glory. I say that lay not for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break in and steal, but lay up for yourself rather treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. I say, that's the picture of my people in this world. They have treasures in their backyards, in their front yards. I say, they're thinking about vacations. They're thinking about trips, many of the great lavish things they own. Their possessions become the center of the activity of their lives. For I see this in my people. My people have a great way that I cannot even express it, says the Spirit of God. It's so lavish. Many of my people are so lavish. They're living beyond their means, what they make. They spend their money before they get it because they're living in such extravagance. They do not see the need of the beggarly, the little ones. But I'm looking for a people who will walk gently before me. Walk silent and be ready to hear my voice. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. Quick to hear when I'm new with thee. Remember, I wish to live in thy heart. I wish to live within thee. I wish to walk by thy side. I say, my church, where art thou this night? My church, thou should repent. For as long as thou hast breath, if thou shalt repent, I shall forgive thee. If thou hast true repentance, I shall forgive thee, said the Spirit of God. And I shall give thee a new start. I shall give thee a new beginning. And I shall give thee a new slate that's clean. And be whiter than you'll have a new heart. You'll have a new... How come I see the glory of our King? The glory will be upon you. And you'll not no longer wander as many of my people are wandering this day without hope. They're wandering as a vagabond. My church should be on fire. My church should be zealous. My church should have that hope. My church does not have that hope. That hope is having that they know they have this hope. Up there, even things are black right now. It's going to change because there's going to be a better day coming. But my church does not have this hope. Their hope is what they see right now. And that hope right now is not the lasting. I say, your rewards in heaven. And that reward must be kept true. You must honor that, saith the Spirit of God. For I love thee, saith the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for speaking. Father, I just pray that you bless this day. Bless your people in a mighty way. Father, I thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.